Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
New emails from the House Oversight Committee have exposed the relationship between J.D. Vance's biggest political benefactor and Jeffrey Epstein. These new emails reveal that Palantir co-founder Peter Thiel has been simultaneously asking Jeffrey Epstein for PR advice while encouraging J.D. Vance to attack the Pope and abandon his faith. Let's dive into this bizarre story. Before we get started, let me introduce myself. My name is Mike Nellis. I'm a Democratic strategist. I'm filling in for my buddy Adam Mockler today, who is on the road. Please make sure that you subscribe to my channel below and support both Adam and I in building an independent media company that can take on MAGA weirdos like J.D. Vance and Peter Thiel. So a little bit of context I want people to understand. Peter Thiel is one of the most influential people in the American government right now. He has agents all over the government. His company, Palantir, has just so become entrenched in our government, is spying on the American people. It's really dangerous. And once again, all these incredibly rich, wealthy, well-connected individuals always have a massive relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, which is staggering when you go deep into how this administration has covered up the Epstein files. And here's a file that House Democrats were able to get released, an email exchange between Jeffrey Epstein and Peter Thiel. So Peter Thiel emailed Jeffrey Epstein at a time when Epstein was in trouble for his many crimes that he had done, at a time when he was already, I believe, here a registered sex offender, so nobody should have been ever talking to somebody who would abuse little kids like that when it was publicly known. But here's what Thiel said to Jeffrey Epstein, quote, "If I was intimidated by bad press, I would not have gotten anywhere in life, but I do hope that you're holding up well and that the cycle won't go much further. Not making it to Miami this weekend, just too much on my plate, but we'll be back in New York City February 8th, should we try for some time then." So in the middle of a massive scandal about Jeffrey Epstein trafficking and abusing little kids, Peter Thiel is making lunch plans with the guy. And that just tells you everything you need to know about Thiel's relationship to Jeffrey Epstein. It tells you everything that you need to know about the character that Peter Thiel has, which I would imagine would be very little. Jeffrey Epstein then responded and said, okay, great. And then Peter Thiel responded again later that evening to say, "Do you have a sense on whether this press cycle is going to keep escalating? It would be great to compare notes at some time on strategy on this sort of stuff. It's normally not that dangerous, but it's important to somewhat avoid a full-fledged showdown." Now, there has been a lot of speculation about Peter Thiel's proclivity for young men, let's call it. And I don't think he's ever been proven to have committed a crime or anything like that. But I think you know that he and this class of people are known to abuse little girls and little boys and to do so with impunity. Now, I'm not accusing Peter Thiel of anything. I don't want to get sued. I got to be careful about that. But I will say, asking a known sex offender, asking a known abuser of little kids for PR advice to say that you should exchange notes is a deeply disturbing thing to do at the same time that you're making lunch plans. But the relationship between Peter Thiel and Jeffrey Epstein goes deeper than that. And I think it is corrupting everything in American government, from Peter Thiel's government contracts to his support of Donald Trump. And he is the number one, I can't stress this enough, the number one political benefactor, the number one person that J.D. Vance takes advice from. I would argue he's basically at this point his spiritual advisor. So the vice president of the United States, who is one old man's heartbeat away from the presidency, is being controlled by a guy who had this deep of a relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. It's really scary shit. And just to show you another email to give you an example of how deep this relationship is, here's an email from Jeffrey Epstein to a friend of his talking about how he had dinner with Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk and Reid Hoffman and Peter Thiel. So once again, as much as this class of people continues to try to tell you that they did not know what Jeffrey Epstein was doing, that they did not have a relationship with him, here they are having dinner with this man at a time when he is already known to be somebody who preys and abuses on little kids, period. So I might be beating a little bit of a dead horse, but I also just really want to make sure you understand that the vice president of the United States is taking political and spiritual advice from somebody who was this close to Jeffrey Epstein. Here's Peter Thiel calling him, quote, "a great friend." We also know that Jeffrey Epstein invested $40 million in one of Peter Thiel's businesses. So there are financial relationships here. There are personal relationships here. There are PR relationships here. And this is deep, dark, and disturbing stuff. And we have to unwind these connections Because when you're sitting at home trying to figure out what the hell Donald Trump is doing, what the hell J.D. Vance is doing, why they're hurting people and not acting in the best interest of the American people, why they're covering up the Epstein files, it is because of guys like Peter Thiel. It is because of all of the people in their administration, in their orbit, in their political circles that need them to cover that up, that are compromised, that have defects, that are forcing them to do these things because it keeps them in power. That's what they're doing. It's why nothing that happens in Donald Trump's Washington has anything to do with the betterment and improvement of your life. And just one more email that I want to show you here. This is an itinerary for Jeffrey Epstein of his day on his island. And you can see at 12 p.m., he is having lunch with Peter Thiel. There's evidence that he went to the island. There's evidence that he's been on the plane. There's evidence that he is deeply, deeply connected with these crimes, asking for PR help, investing money in businesses. It's just, it's disgusting to see this small group of wealthy, powerful individuals who don't believe that they'll ever be held accountable, who are manipulating America's politics and controlling our government and making it impossible for the average American to succeed while getting away with abusing kids. All right. This is who J.D. Vance thinks is somebody worth listening to. And that tells you a lot about the quality of his character. Go. Before I pivot to talk about the terrible advice that Peter Thiel is giving J.D. Vance, particularly on Pope Leo and his faith, I want you to see how touchy of an issue Peter Thiel's relationship with Jeffrey Epstein is to Peter Thiel, because a citizen journalist walked up to him to ask him about it, and he basically ran the hell away from the guy.
Any comments at all on the Epstein connections? You were meeting with them? People are waking up to what you're doing there, sir. That's why we're here covering this.
Wow, Peter Thiel was booking it. That man picked up the pace. The second the word Epstein came out, it seemed he started getting a little faster.
Yep, because these guys do not ever feel like they have to answer questions for their relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. They know that the Republican Congress is never going to call them in to testify. They know that they're never going to be held accountable for the crimes that they have committed on Epstein's island, at the ranch, or anywhere else. And that is what is fundamentally broken about America today. That somebody like Peter Thiel, or any of these other guys, there's plenty of people who support Democratic candidates that are in the Epstein files too. I want to be clear about that. But this powerful group of wealthy billionaires who all support one another, who all succeed, whether, you know, Democrats are in charge or Republicans are in charge, whether the economy is good or the economy is bad, they always succeed. They never face accountability for anything that they do. And it's the perfect example of everything that's broken in Donald Trump and J.D. Vance's Washington today. And I want to connect this to something else that's been going on to show you the terrible advice that Peter Thiel is giving the Trump administration. And Peter Thiel is somebody who is well known to be obsessed with the existence and emergence of the Antichrist. There are people who speculate that he himself may be the Antichrist. I don't go down those rabbit holes, but I think it's important to cover this, because if you've been trying to figure out why the Trump administration spent a week, 2 weeks attacking Pope Leo and pissing off every Catholic in America, it's because of Peter Thiel. So let's read this CNN article real quick. Peter Thiel's secret lectures on Antichrist in Rome spark debate. We'll come down a little bit further here just to give you context, because don't worry, it ties into J.D. Vance very, very well. Peter Thiel, the billionaire venture capitalist and MAGA donor, is in Rome this week for a series of private lectures on the Antichrist. It's an event that the Vatican and the Pope are treating with caution. Thiel's talks are closed to the media and taking place at an undisclosed location. An invitation seen by the Associated Press says the co-founder of PayPal and Palantir Technologies will focus on the Antichrist, a figure in Christian teaching who comes to oppose Jesus Christ before the second coming. Scroll down a little bit further. But the appearance of Thiel on the Vatican's doorstep has raised eyebrows, given the tensions between Thiel's thinking and that of Pope Leo. Two Catholic institutions have distanced themselves from the lecture series, which continues through Wednesday. Thiel has previously written and lectured on the subject, arguing that the Antichrist is not necessarily a person, but could come as a global government system. It could take control, he has argued, by exploiting people's fears around artificial intelligence, climate change, or nuclear war. And I should note that Peter Thiel is working hard to basically take over the American government with every day. His contracts with Palantir, his relationships with politicians like J.D. Vance. If you've ever had that thought of, gosh, I want Donald Trump removed from office, I always tell people, be careful what you wish for. because the minute that J.D. Vance becomes president, Peter Thiel basically controls the American government, and I don't know what that guy plans to do with it. I don't know what J.D. Vance actually believes in, because I think he's just a little shit weasel who doesn't care about anything other than himself, but I think it gets really bad in that situation, and it's entirely possible that the only thing saving us from Peter Thiel's full control of the American government is Donald Trump breathing oxygen into his lungs. And I want to go down just a little bit further here so you can see this, because this is where the J.D. Vance of it all comes into play. Quote, he has reportedly expressed concern in past lectures that Vice President J.D. Vance, a Catholic convert whose early career he supported, not just his early career, by the way, this is the corporate media sane washing what J.D. Vance has done. Peter Thiel has always been a backer of J.D. Vance. He's the reason that J.D. Vance is the Vice President of the United States right now as part of the Grand Alliance to build the MAGA movement in 2024 that would usher in Donald Trump's victory. It was very much a marriage of convenience for J.D. Vance and Peter Thiel, 100%. Might become, quote, too close to the Pope. Those remarks reflect anxiety shared by parts of the Trump coalition about the papacy's global reach and independent moral authority. Thiel prefers a more nationalist, technologically oriented vision, while the Pope and the Holy See have repeatedly called for the strengthening of global institutions such as the United Nations. So you see here that Peter Thiel is essentially telling J.D. Vance to distance himself from the Pope, to abandon his own faith that he converted to. And that's essentially what J.D. Vance has done, right? The president of the United States attacked Pope Leo, posted weird memes of himself as Jesus Christ, and J.D. Vance rolled over like a dog and basically abandoned every Catholic in America who was expecting the most visible Catholic leader in the country to defend our leader, Pope Leo. And I say this as a practicing Catholic. It really pisses me off to watch that these people don't actually believe in anything and aren't willing to stand up to their faith. And J.D. Vance doesn't have a lick of courage to stand up to his boss, the president of the United States, Donald Trump, or the real boss, Peter Thiel, the guy pulling all the strings with connections to Jeffrey Epstein, spending all of this money on their behalf, talking about the Antichrist, and now trying to erode America's relationship with the Vatican. And to sort of wrap this up at the end here, I wanted you to just see this headline from Christopher Hale's Substack. Hale is a friend of mine. He tracks Pope Leo's relationship with the Trump administration every single day. You should check him out, absolutely. But Peter Thiel, J.D. Vance's top donor, suggests that Pope Leo is a tool of the Antichrist. And I think what's going on here more than anything, maybe Peter Thiel really believes that the Antichrist is coming. I don't know. Maybe he himself is the Antichrist, like some people speculate. I have no clue. I think it's all weird. But I do think that they are trying to create a global oligarchy that can control the American government, that can influence everything that's happening. We're already seeing that play out every single day in the Trump administration. And this web of lies from Peter Thiel lying about his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, refusing to answer questions about it, taking money from Epstein, asking him for PR advice, right down to then polluting America's political system, getting all their government contracts, taking over the Pentagon, pulling the strings in the war in Iran, and keeping Pete Hegseth happy, and all of this shit that you hear about Peter Thiel, it's all connected, okay? I have a friend, Stephanie Miller, and she's a great progressive voice. She always tells me that there's not a bunch of different scandals, there's just one. And I think the one scandal that we're seeing in America today is that wealthy class of people like Peter Thiel, like Donald Trump, and then their allies and the people who are connected to them, like J.D. Vance, who act as their sock puppets, who do whatever they're told so that they can get access to power, money, influence, whatever their driving force is. And they are stripping the American people of their dignity. They're making it harder for you to be able to buy a house and retire with dignity and take care of your family. And then they're pocketing billions of dollars for themselves while protecting and making sure that they're never held accountable. And they're trying to erode support in any institution that might stand up to them. So Peter Thiel sees the Vatican as a threat because the Vatican actually teaches the Catholic values that I believe in. And you can believe in whatever you want. You don't have to be Catholic like me. I still love and respect you if you're watching this. But they see people who stand up to this cabal. They see people who are aghast at what happened in the Epstein files and the ensuing cover-up from the Trump administration, and they are attacking them. And it's the same thing you see every single day. Donald Trump's releasing people from prison with pardons who have committed heinous crimes, drug trafficking, sex trafficking, people who have beat cops, people who have stolen money from little old ladies through these giant pyramid schemes that they run. He lets them out while he's simultaneously targeting James Comey and Don Lemon and anybody who's ever spoken up against him. He attacks the Pope, but he's got nothing to say about pedos in the Epstein files. He's got nothing to say about the corruption that exists in his administration and all throughout our government right now and all throughout the world right now. And that tells you everything you need to know about who benefits in Washington and who doesn't. And I think that we have to treat Peter Thiel and his influence in this administration, but especially his influence over J.D. Vance, his corrupting of his faith, all the money that he spends to get him elected, and the fact that J.D. Vance doesn't seem like he's willing to tell us what he actually believes in, we have to treat that like a serious threat. Because I think that things could get a lot worse than they are right now. As scary as this moment in time is for the vast majority of Americans who are struggling and hurting and people are getting killed in the street by ICE agents and stuff like that, we have to be very, very discerning, and we have to track these stories and expose the people who are going to keep dragging us down this ditch so that they can what? Build a one world government where they have no opposition, where they make all the money and they just force us to work 60, 80 hour days, or they eliminate all the jobs with AI. Like, I don't know. I don't know what Peter Thiel really wants, but I think we shouldn't give it to him. Not at all. And if you're with me, if you're with my buddy Adam Mockler, who I'm filling in today, make sure you subscribe to both of our channels below. If you've enjoyed this content from me, please make sure you subscribe to me. I'm not nearly as big as Adam, but I'm working hard to build an independent media company that can call out these people for what they are, can take our country back from MAGA. I'd love you to be a part of it. Make sure that you engage with this video if you liked it. Share it with your friends. Smash that like button, leave a comment, hype it if you're willing to, and then please hit the little bell icon so you get an update the next time Adam or I post. Thank you guys so much.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.